Hi, my name is Trey Wasser. I'm the CEO of Dryden Gold Corp, recently listed on the TSXV under the symbol DRY. I'm here today with our president and head of our exploration team, Maura Kolb. Dryden has a very important strategic land package in the Dryden camp, a couple hours south of Red Lake. And we think it's a project that it has excellent infrastructure, and it's been very underexplored. So we're excited to get in there and do some serious geological exploration work.
Glad to hear it. Serious. But we'll talk about it in a second. But before we get into that, Trey, I want to talk to you about the gold market at the moment. I think when we saw you in Toronto, gold popped in $150. Market was a little bit excited. CEOs were a little bit excited. But what's that actually mean in reality for, you know, junior miners like yourself? When does the money come down to you guys?
Well, time will tell on that. But certainly it's a market that's a bit of a quandary, right? I mean, you have gold at all-time highs, but you have a company like Newmont, one of the leaders in the industry, off 38 to 40% from its 12-month high. So we think it will trickle down. I mean, there's a lot of it for the type of speculative dollars that we look for in the junior market. There's a lot of competition out there between the Magnificent Seven and biotech is heated up. There are Bitcoin ETFs, and even the cannabis sector is rearing its ugly head. So a lot of competition, and that's why, you know, we think it's important that we get the message out that Dryden really is a very unique opportunity here in an early stage exploration story.
Right. But what are you seeing on the ground in terms of, obviously, you know, Toronto was busy, but, you know, different type of, you know, attendee profile. But if you go into these sort of town hall sessions, which I know you guys do, I mean, is there a sort of new audience looking in and leaning at gold? You know, what are they wanting to hear from you? What are their expectations? What gold's going to do this year?
Well, look, being a new story, and you know, we have been able to attract some of the key investment people in the industry. Eric Sprott, Rob McEwen, Adrian Day. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've got a lot of very smart people who have heard this story and think it's worth their investment dollars. So we're excited to be that news story, and at the kind of discounted capitalization that we're trading at, we think there's a very good risk reward in the Dryden Gold story.
Right. Okay. And let's remind people, because I think this show is about introducing people new to, well, metals investing, gold, and even junior miners. So let's remind people the land package that you picked up, Maura. You know, why was it important to kind of pick up a large land package? Because it usually signifies you're going to spend a lot of money on it.
Well, for us, it's really important to have a large land package because we're trying to differentiate ourselves from other juniors. We're actually doing very strategic exploration, looking at the entire thing the way a major company would do it, but they don't have the agility to do what we can. So we're ranking and rating our targets. We have a whole growth pipeline. And the large land package gives us 50 kilometers along a very, very important structure for gold mineralization. And our objectives for drilling are to increase our footprint of known mineralization, to find high-grade shoots, and to understand how the high-grade is controlled so that we can be more successful at finding more. It's a very simple process that we're following, really.
It's very simple. How are you doing?
Well, we're kind of kicking butt so far. Our first drill results were quite good. We found a new high-grade shoot, 26 grams per ton over 3 meters, so which was excellent, on something new that we hypothesized. And then we just put out a press release on Monday. Best one to date, 14 grams over 7.5 meters. So it's working. Doing the science is showing us new targets. And I think, you know, we'll continue to show the footprint expanding with the phases that are still at the lab.
Right. So some super high grades in there, and super high grade historic grades as well, as I understand it.
Yeah. Our predecessors really focused on one of the high grade shoots, and they had hit, understandably why they focused on it, 53,000 grams per ton over 0.5 meter. And, you know, that gets you pretty excited. So We did do some drilling there. We didn't replicate that high grade, but we got high grade hits. But drilling there helped us understand why that mineralization is there and then how we find more of it. And so that's what we've been after, is finding more of this high grade mineralization.
Do tell more. I mean, don't get too technical, but what did it tell you? What did that enable you to decide to do?
Well, we had hypothesized that intersections of faults were controlling the orientation and the folding, the way that it goes, it was controlling the orientation. So we believe we have these kind of chute-like pipe type of geometries. And we were able to confirm that and get the orientation correct from the drilling that we did on the historic high grade. So quite successful, because then we were able to find to drill two more new high grade chutes and actually interpret another through historic work.
Right. How much more drilling are we looking at this year before you decide to sort of pack up and review what you've got?
We have another about 1,200 meters that'll be coming out probably next month. We're waiting on assays right now. Everything's at the lab. And then the VP of Exploration, Anna, and I will do some arm wrestling. We'll interpret all of the data that we have so far and plan a pretty strategic, another small phase. I would say that one will be about 1,500 meters to really pack a punch and look at follow-up on some of the success we've had so far.
Right. And for you, what would success look like? When you're sort of reviewing this data, what would success look like for you? What's important?
What's really important for us is to keep expanding the footprint of this deposit area so that we can show there's potential for a significant thing. We're doing only small drill programs right now, shallow, because that gives the best bang for the buck for all of our shareholders. So we can do as much as possible with a little budget. And then finding new high-grade chutes is success for us. Because the end goal here is to have some major mid-tier company be interested, a strategic investment, someday a purchase. So, you know, we want to show that this thing has big potential for growth and that we can find it.
Okay. And I mean, Trey, you've built companies before, you've sold companies before, you know, you've got some, you know, stellar shareholders involved here. What is it that they want to see you build here?
Well, look, I think that, when you talk about an exit strategy for a junior exploration company, let's be honest, Matt. I mean, it's M&A, right? I mean, so what we are doing is putting together a large land package in a well-infrastructured, underexplored district. We're then applying through Maura and Anna a very large company type of program, which includes a pipeline that's property wide, but yet with a focus in an area to start. So you know, it's our goal to build up a resource here, or let's say, for us to show more and more high grade gold occurrences and attract either through strategic investment or otherwise the mid tier and major producers. And you know, I can honestly say at this point, all the operators that are currently operating in Canada have Dryden Gold on their radar. So for that to happen within, you know, less than 3 months of being a public company, speaks highly to what we've put together here.
Right. And Mark, back to you. If it goes to, you know, where you've come from, your history in the district and your history of terms of exploration over the years, is with what you're seeing here, I mean, how do you think this stacks up compared to where you've been for what you've done before, and maybe some of the other the juniors in Canada?
So in the past, I spent about 8 years in Red Lake. Prior to that, I worked all over Northwest Ontario, so I've seen a lot of these old Archean rocks and a lot of these deposits. One of the reasons I joined the team was just looking at the geometries. They were so similar to what we have at Red Lake, and the opportunity for really high grade is in those kind of complex settings where you have a lot of intersections and great traps for high grade. You need those, otherwise it just disseminates out and you don't really get enough pooling. So I saw the potential for a real deposit to be here. That, I think, is a big one. And how do we compare to others? High-grade gold is harder to find, so you need to be really, really disciplined about how you do it. So luckily, Trey has Anna and I, who have done this in the past. We brought the discovery cost down quite a bit when we worked at the Red Lake Mine for Goldcorp and then Newmont. And we know what the big companies expect and how they structure their work. So we're doing things big company ways. We're doing them on a small budget with big impact because we need to. And we want to bring as much value for our shareholders as possible. And I think that that sets us apart. There's not too many people really exploring for these high-grade systems in this way that I can even really think of to compare us to. So it's kind of nice to stand out that way.
Yeah, let me add Matt to what you just said is that, you know, we're very fortunate in this Dryden camp, especially in the Gold Rock camp where we're currently drilling, and we've got six kilometers of strike on patented claims. So we're, you know, operating where we don't have to go through a long permitting process. But this is near surface gold. So this gold all starts at or near surface. And a lot of it is, we see it through surface expression. We're able to identify structures. They successfully, in a field program, identified the structure on the ground up 400 kilometers north. And that was successful in our current drilling. So, you know, we know that these systems do tend to get very, very deep. But the advantage for us is that, you know, we're able to explore and expand that footprint with shallower near surface drilling.
Right. Okay. And let's try, I'll just finish off the gold market at the moment. It's heating up. I think people are getting a little bit excited. I mean, how do you think this plays out this year? Not necessarily price of gold, because that's going to be a tough one. But more importantly, you know, in terms of the number of gold companies that have traditionally been, you know, there's a lot of gold companies out there pretty much saying the same thing. You know, who the survivor is going to be?
Well, look, I just came back from PDC, and because of the, you know, the Ailey sale in 2021, I hadn't been to PDAC in literally in 3 years. So going back there, I'm amazed at how many small junior companies there are. And, you know, so differentiating yourself in this market can be difficult. But I think, you know, if you have a good story, market's always looking for a good news story. And that's what we have here. You know, we have an area that is, you know, this property was held in Goldcorp's portfolio for years and then sold to Manitou. Goldcorp never there's no history of Goldcorp ever really even setting foot on the property, much less doing any work. So the key is for us to differentiate our story and the upside opportunity, again, you know, huge here. If we can uncover something on this large land package that's even remotely similar to Red Lake and Great Bear. You know, you are going to see more interest in the junior space. Centerra has recently put together a large fund for investment. Eldorado is making investment. So where we are and in Canada, it is a favorite place. Ken Ross is actually operating now in the camp and, of course, watching what we're doing. So, you know, again, I think the money is going to be out there, whether it's strategic or generally in the market for a good news story. High-grade gold is what people want to hear about, and high-grade gold is what we have at Dryden Gold.